Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. We have Jalen back on the line for the Grain Market Analysis. Jalen, how's it going?
Oh, it's going all right today, Dustin. How are you?
I am doing all right, getting ready for the big warm-up here. So
yeah, I see it's coming. You know, it's another week of hot weather, and then hopefully, possibly some rain to follow. We'll have to see there.
So. Yeah, definitely can use the rain. I mean, we've got a little bit of a shot in the area, beginning of the week. 8 tenths, not bad, but definitely could use some more, and we're not even as bad off as some areas.
No, it was pretty spotty rain showers that came through last time, so we could use some widespread coverage.
All right, so yesterday the USDA report, well, I shouldn't say the big, but the USDA report comes out, the WASDE report, and of course markets not taking a good look at it, but or not a good reaction to it. What happened there?
Yeah, so your USDA report, it was somewhat of a non-event as far as yield and things like that. You know, USDA didn't change corn or bean yield, so that piece of the report was just kind of overlooked. I guess we'll have to wait till August to see that. Not real surprising that they didn't change bean yields. I mean, it's pretty early for that. Some were expecting to see a lower corn yield, but again, I don't think USDA wants to jump in too quick. You know, we'll see what this July weather does and then go from there in a month. But the bearish piece of the report was the corn stocks. They did increase. You know, we brought in higher acres from our last June 30th report, so that comes into the balance sheet. No surprise there. Didn't change yield, so you know, not a huge surprise there, but we did increase last year's carry out, so this year's carry in by 75 million bushels. They put it in a reduction to feed and residual usage. They had to find a place for it somewhere. So either way, what that does for you is an unexpected increase in ending stocks for this year, which is, you know, really about the last thing we need right now, right? They saw that as a bearish chance. But I think, you know, actually beans were, we actually lowered the carryout a little bit. Still high, you know, next year we're looking at 460 million bushels. Obviously, if we reduce yield, we start chipping into that. But I think on top of that report, what made things a little shaky and a little bearish throughout the day is your updated weather models came out, and it's interesting. You have you have two main models. You have the European one and the U.S. model, and what you're seeing is a big divergence in the two. A lot of differences there. They're both calling for quite a bit of heat. You know, there's certain areas that are cooler than they were the day before as far as on the models, but the 6 to 10 day forecast, and then even out 15, you know, the next 15 days altogether. The U.S. model is a lot drier than the European model. The European model comes in and brings a considerable amount of rain to southern Minnesota, 2 to 4 inches across the whole state of Iowa in the next 15 days. The drier eastern part of Nebraska rain, northern South Dakota and parts of North Dakota, and then quite a bit of Illinois as well, or at least the central part, which could use a little rain. So, you know, just that weather model on the European side alone, a lot wetter doesn't necessarily get rid of the heat, but, you know, as long as some of those areas see rain, and obviously the key piece of it is the next 15 days is going to be pollination for a lot of these areas. So that's why it makes such a big difference and why, you know, you're starting to see some shaky prices here. Obviously, weather models change, so that can, you know, reverse in a couple minutes around noon or in the overnight session after we see the afternoon forecast. But, you know, as of right now, that's probably why you're seeing some of that as well. You know, the U.S. Drought Monitor came out this morning. What it shows is about 9% of corn and bean area is in some sort of drought. So, you know, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, they upgraded, you know, drier than last week, and even a touch of Iowa. But Iowa did get some rains last night and are expected to get some here going forward. So the main concern right now as far as dryness is in, west of here, the Dakotas and Nebraska and northwest Iowa. So.
All right, so going forward, what's going to be affecting the markets here in the coming week?
You know, going forward, obviously, besides the weather, like we just talked about, but there's a few different technical things going on. You know, corn and beans both filled different gaps overnight on the downside. Technically, it would be pretty key or quite a win to keep December corn above 390.5 on the close tomorrow for the week. You know, obviously that would still be in a pretty bad weekly close, but if we can stay above 390.5, that'd be supportive. November beans, hopefully we can find some support around $10. It'd be key if we can find support and get you know, the funds to start buying back in, maybe go long here. And then the other thing, if we do drift lower on November beans, be mindful there is a gap between 958 and 963 November futures. If we can't hold $10, gaps do like to get filled eventually. So just be aware that is a spot there. And other than that, you know, we'll see some the commitment of traders report tomorrow afternoon after the close, and your updated weather model. So that's really what we're going to be looking at here going forward.
All right, Jalen, well, thank you very much for the update, and we'll talk to you again next week and see where things have panned out.
Yep, thanks for having me again.
No problem. That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.